on the line now. I have Michael Malone from the Northside Partnership. Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
Grand, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Enjoying the sunshine, yeah?
As much of it as I can, you know. That's
how
much of it's not a good thing either.
I don't know about that. Okay, now you have a stop smoking support service available at the moment, and it's what was it all about? Smoke-free homes.
At the moment, we're kind of running a program during the summer called Smoke-Free Homes. And Smoke-Free Homes is kind of to raise the awareness of passive smoking and to protect the health of the family, especially children, like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then little small changes that you can make in your house to make it, like, a healthier and, like, breathe air kind of thing. Because
mm-hmm.
the, like, effects of secondhand smoking people don't think of that can actually do damage and do actually linger around the household, if you know what I mean. It's not kind of the idea of giving up smoking. It's just more of making the small changes in the house. So we're kind of running a challenge, Jordan, the next 2 months, if you know what I mean, of the idea of trying to give up or trying to make, like, a smoke-free environment. So we have a silver promise is to limit smoking in one area of your house, and then the gold is to promise to make your home and car smoke-free because of the changes that was kind of brought in 2006, it's illegal to kind of smoke in their car with a child now, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, it's terrific to the extent. I mean, you hear a lot of people, and smokers especially, saying that since the ban came in, and pubs and if there's children in the house, they're smoking a hell of a lot less. And it's nothing to do with the weather. They just, you know, you just sort of feel, I'll go out in a few minutes, and they keep putting it off. And eventually a lot of people give it up altogether. So this is absolutely a great idea.
It's kind of more of a starting point. Like, this challenge is more of a starting point for people. Like, some people wouldn't actually know, like, where do I start with giving up cigarettes, or where do I start with making the change? So this kind of little challenge is kind of for the change of a stepping stone for people into, like, a different environment and a different, like, thinking of a different of a challenge than actually thinking of it. I have to quit, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the first one is you have silver and gold. So, what's entailed in the silver one?
So the silver one is kind of designed of making a promise to limit smoking into just one area. Like, so, say for instance, making one bedroom just smoking in, or making your sitting room smoking in, or making, like, say, a kitchen just smoking in, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of just to make one area smoke free, if you know what I mean. Or just the smoke in your car, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people, though, a little bit paranoid. So, say, for instance, you made your bedroom just the one place where you would have a smoke when you felt like having a smoke, especially in the winter. It doesn't affect any other part of the house, does it? A lot of people think, like, smoke goes under doors and goes down the stairs and seeps through walls.
It travels, if you know what I mean. Just because you think you smoke upstairs, if you know what I mean, it does linger around, if you know what I mean. Like, the idea of, like, secondhand smoking contains over 400 chemicals, if you know what I mean. And then most, say, of smoking particles are the smallest, 85% of, if you know what I mean, are visible to all of this and can linger up to 5 hours after the cigarette is, like, poured out, if you know what I mean.
Okay, well, that's the silver one. And, of course, there's no need to talk about it, because nobody should really smoke in the car where there's children concerned at all.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little oven in itself.
Even with
people think, I'll open the windows and that'll be fine, but it's not.
It still kind of lingers around them, you know what I mean? It's more when people start kind of giving up cigarettes and quitting, they kind of realise, I actually didn't know, it's like the smell of, like, say, the smoke in my house, if you know what I mean? Because people actually don't realise, because they're smoking, it kind of lingers, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay, and then you've got the gold one, so that's sort of an extension and further on down the line to just smoking in the one area. So what's involved in that?
The gold is designed to make the promise to make your home and car totally smoke-free, so it's no smoking at all, if you know what I mean. So some, like, the two challenges are designed for some form of starting point for people, because sometimes people are genuine of, like, and we do understand, like, as well, that people do really want to quit, and people just literally don't know where to start, you know what I mean? They're just literally where I want to quit, I just don't know where to start. So the kind of idea of this challenge during the summer is to find and help people and support people to make some form of starting point of that you can kind of move on to, like, say, for instance, coming in to utilise, say, our service itself, which is designed for supporting quit to people to quit, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, this challenge at the moment isn't, there's no element of it to say that you have to quit to do it. It's just more of that gives people the idea of where do I start, how do I make the steps, and this current challenge gives the people the opportunity to make some form of steps and make a change, you know what I mean?
It's great, it's absolutely great. But and also you have a smoke-free homes pack. What's involved in that? What does that contain?
In the pack, it's a part, like, it leaflets, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of the pack is to kind of guide and support you each week. And you will receive, like, you get a text as well to kind of support messages to kind of support you and say, well, well done. This is your second week into your challenge. This is your, like, it's positive messages that it's more of to give you that support that there isn't, that we aren't just leaving you in the wilderness and going, oh, yeah, you signed up for the challenge. See you later.
Mm-hmm.
We won't be back to you. Like, we'll ring and keep in contact with you and say, how are you getting on? How do you feel? What are you finding difficult? And it's our way of us supporting you, like, say, over the phone or as a service, to go, what do you need from us as a service to help you support and make that change?
So you're there in the background if anyone feels that, yeah, they need your support. Anyway,
we don't kind of leave people and go, oh, yeah, you signed up, see you later now, you know what I mean? It is a supporting, not, like, service that we don't just leave you into the wilderness and go, oh, see you later.
Okay.
Like, even after the challenge, there's a moving step onto, like, say, the service itself, which is a smoking cessation service, to go, now, do you want to make that extra step now into quitting and trying to quit? And is there a way we can support you as a service? You know what I mean?
Okay, well, it's a 4-week challenge, and at the end of it, if you do complete it, people are asked to fill in a questionnaire, and then they're entered
a post questionnaire just, yeah, to see how they get on and how they define it. And it's more of an evaluation for us to say of how can we adapt this to improve it in the future. And then you're also going to win to a draw for a voucher, or one for all voucher, you know what I mean?
Yep.
To say, well done, you did achieve, and it is a big change that you did make in your life. Like, the smallest change does have a ripple effect, you know what I mean? Like, it could make a change into, like, your family, or your next door neighbour sees you, oh, I'm doing this challenge, oh, I heard about this, and then the ripple effects, it's the ripple effects sometimes you don't see, and that. But trying to make the thing of, well, you did make some change, well done, you're in a draw now, and you may, like, win a prize, you know what I mean?
That's great, and especially if there's more than one smoker in the house. So
yeah,
it's running until, Michael, it's running until the end of July, so people can look up the website, northsidepartnership.ie.
Or can contact us by mobile on 085-847-8960, or 085-847-8961, or you can go on to, as you said, Northside Partnerships website, and you just look under the health section and it says health, the smoking cessation, smoke free homes, or there's also a lot of other services on the Northside Partnerships website that people may not know of.
Mm-hmm.
Have a look and you may be interested in what's on there as well.
Okay, yeah, there's lots and lots of opportunities out there on the,
yeah,
Northside Partnership website. It's been a great pleasure talking to you, and I'll give out all the details in the course of the programme until the end. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thanks,
and enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And that's Michael Malone from the Northside Partnership, and you can look up, as he said there, there's lots of other opportunities up there on the website, as well as this smoke-free homes challenge, and look up northsidepartnership.ie. And those phone numbers, again, if you have a pen handy, is 085-847-8960 or 085-847-8961.